You've heard of Noah's flood. This city had it worse in terms of numbers of straight days of rain. What resulted is an event still a part of the lore of this place. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Today's visitor to Sacramento, California may not pay much attention to the rivers that flow here, but they've had a major impact on the area.
Well, the rivers are a blessing and a curse, of course. The Sacramento River is the throughway from San Francisco up to the gold fields, and the American River flows into the Sacramento, and this city was built right at the confluence of the Sacramento and the American rivers.
As Sean Turner explains, the rivers were a 19th century highway to the gold fields, but there was a big problem.
The bad thing is the city was built literally against the banks of the Sacramento and right next to the mouth, and those rivers flood, and as early as 1850, the city got its first taste of what an unwise decision this was to build a city right against two rivers.
The rivers flooded three times in 1850. But that was nothing compared to what happened in 1862.
The worst that has ever been seen in California, that's right. So that was called a Noahic storm. It was named after Noah. It rained 45 nights and days here, so beat Noah by 5 days.
What resulted was flooding of proportions difficult to imagine today. Not only did the floodwaters remain for a long period of time, they stretched over a massive area.
Turned the San Joaquin and the Sacramento Valleys into a single lake that was 300 miles long and between 20 and 60 miles wide in some places.
That lake remained for so long that ships began to navigate it. While Sacramento was devastated and had to rebuild, the temporary lake gave rise to one of the state's largest cities today. The story of that flood and its impact continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCray.